Hi, welcome back to my pond. This is Josh. And I'm sitting here again. An update, everything is way overgrown and bushy, and all the insects are out to play since last time that I was talking from this spot. It's actually changed quite a lot, and the water level has gone down at the dam. The beavers seem to be hiding out. It's pretty hot today. And the water is a lot murkier, with lily pads and dragonflies. And as I came and sat down to do my meditation, I guess I snuck up on a crane, because it took off with its large wings unfolding and the sound of the flapping. So graceful for how big the bird is, but just this sort of flutter as I sat down. And the crane flew up to the tree and perched. Looked back and then eventually flew off to find some other pond. Felt like I was disturbing it. I'm sorry, it's my turn. Today I want to talk about identity and the difficult way to navigate voice and when to stand solid in one's identity and when to humbly admit that, well, I don't know. I know these things and I don't know that. I think it's called imposter syndrome, where we like to imagine, as we first try out a new identity, that everyone around us is legitimate and so much better and knows what they're doing. Meanwhile, I have no clue. And that feeling of when to be the authority is something I think about often. I think it's what I appreciated about being a student, and a student of the humanities at that, was I could dabble in all these silos without needing to call myself, I am a historian, I am an artist, oh, I'm a literary expert, I know econ and political science. I've always wanted just a bit of each, which makes me wholly queer, I think. In many senses, that queer as in standing outside of uncategorizable, this orientation of distancing oneself from any set concrete marker and instead embracing fluidity and undefinition. It was really hard for me to come out as gay when I was 20. But soon after, I started really being proud that I got to experience identity in this way. That this one aspect of my personality scared the shit out of me. That it would eat the rest of my identities, swallow them into stereotypes. And I struggled for a long time with how to balance that. And I think from that struggle, I've kept an appreciation for the self-construction process and a sense of freedom, even. what a gift to have that perspective thrust on you, and not always the easiest to carry, but still such a blessing. The frogs are starting up. You can hear them. And so from that experience, I've had insights around this much larger category of queer, beyond sexuality or gender. It's really any category, any personality trait that can be queered. And it's almost like a superpower to feel like I have all these sides or these cards I can play. But at other times it's hard to know how I show up for other people. I struggle with what face should I put on today? What part of my identity needs to come forward in this moment, in this context, for this person? During this time of massive redefinition, restructuring, out of the chaos, finding renewal, as we enter into these processes, we need to be more vulnerable. We need to be okay with contradiction, contradicting ourselves, maybe, from one context to the next. Okay with the embarrassment that happens when you feel like someone's seen a side of you that maybe you didn't even know was there. It's like a surprise, and when it happens to me, I feel it in my whole body. It's this embarrassment, it's this shame that I let my guard down enough for someone else to see me. And I really admire the people in my life who are able to do that despite getting hurt, despite being let down. Those who open up all the windows in the house and let the breeze fly through, along with the bugs and the rain sometimes too. Parts of us come forward now, the parts of us that are called. There's no need to be embarrassed. We'll love the unseen parts too. We'll love the unseen parts too. It's so beautiful to be here with you. And thank you for coming here with me.